Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Baker here once again, back in action, and thank you for joining me on today's Blog Talk Radio show with Baker. Today's topic is all about productivity tips for home-based business owners. And if you're a home-based business owner like myself, if you have a business that you work on online, on the internet, and, you know, you're struggling with productivity, getting things done effectively and efficiently, this is definitely the show for you. I'm going to share a tremendous amount of value. But before I get into that, I want to share with you a story that I recently, something that just recently happened, and it was quite amazing, to say the least. And, you know, I don't share that many stories, you know, like these, but and it probably doesn't have that much to do with productivity, but I'm going to digress a little bit here. It's going to take a few seconds to explain this story, but I just want to drive home a point before I get into today's exciting topic of productivity tips for home-based business owners. I was at the pool area today, not today, it was yesterday. And I did a few laps in the pool, and I realized that I had stretched one of my muscles out. Okay, it wasn't like too bad, but I felt like this little stretch my body area on my side. As I did lap two. Pretty athletic person. I do about four to 7 days in a week of workouts. But swimming in particular, when I was doing the strokes, gave me a little pain on my right side. Now, obviously, it hurt for a few minutes, and then it kind of went away. But my point is this, is that prior to that swim, I haven't swam in, like, I don't know, probably several weeks, right? So my point is this, is when you do something that you haven't done in a while, right, you might hurt yourself, or it might not go as smoothly as you'd like or think it would, right? And so that's the same thing with your home-based business, your internet marketing business, all this. Just because you've done something before, if you revisit it, right, after a while, after a hiatus or whatever, it's not always going to be 100% perfect. You might experience some pain, but then, you know, you get back, and then you get back in the flow and you figure stuff out. So that was my point there. That was like my little story of how I kind of injured myself a little bit, you know, going through the swim because I haven't swam in a long time, but then just shook it off and went back to swimming. And how that's very similar to how we operate, you know, in our businesses. You know, if there's a certain tactic, a technique that we've used before successfully and it went smoothly, if you don't do it consistently and then you get back to it after a while, expect, you know, things to not always go so smoothly, but to know how to just push through it. Okay, so today's topic, you guys, and I hope you enjoyed that little story, by the way, today's topic, you guys, is all about productivity tips for home-based business owners. You know, one of the things that I've seen a lot of people on the internet have a problem with is focus, right? And focus is probably the hardest thing because there's a lot of information on the interweb, right? There's a lot of information, and there's a lot of things that start the dopamine rush inside your brain, which is a good feeling chemical, whenever you see something like a link to something fun or exciting or some news or anything like that. You know, it's really funny. People talk about, you know, I don't watch the news and all this. It's so negative. But if you scroll down some social media sites and Twitter and Facebook, you'll get your dose of negativity there. You know what I mean? So it's very similar. People say, well, you know, I work from home and I don't have time to watch TV. But if you're scrolling down, looking at Twitter and Facebook all day or whatever it is, Snapchat, I mean, there's a lot of negativity that's equal or even greater than the one in the news on the regular television program. So I just want to say that because I don't think anybody's ever said that before. Nobody's ever said social media could actually be a negative programming in itself, probably even more so than television, because these are people you know that negative stuff is happening and you're being rewired again. So it's never really a safe positive anywhere unless you live like in a monastery or something. But anyway, my point is this. A lot of people, when it comes down to focus, that's where they have problems with. It's the emails that they're checking and the Facebook, Twitter, all this. Okay. So how do you actually completely stop that and start to produce results and take action to get the results you want? Basically, how that works is just shut it off for a little bit. You know, have your block time where you say, this is work time, this is like searching the web time. If you can discipline that and actually do that, you'll be fine. I know it sounds very, very simple, but if you just say, even if you just write it down, for me, sometimes things, if I write them down, it's a lot easier to see visually. So I'll write down like things not to do today and things to do today or whatever it is, right? And I'll do that the day before I go to bed and stuff like that. So if I find myself too distracted with different things and I'm not getting a lot of stuff done, I'll actually write this down. And then I'll write it down in two columns, things to get done. And then on the right column, I'll put in things not to do. And then sometimes that's checking email. You know, sometimes that's checking Twitter or whatever, Facebook, whatever it is, right? So what that does, it allows you to focus on what you need to do one thing at a time, taking baby steps and taking the right actions to build your business and get results. Because you'll find that that energy that you're spending is fatiguing your brain enough where, like, you will start to procrastinate if you aren't focused, right? So I hope that makes sense to you guys. Basically, just to summarize, write it down, things to do, things not to do the day before. If you feel like you're getting into a rut where like you're just constantly opening emails, checking everybody else's other stuff, what they got going on. Essentially, you want to be the producer, not the consumer. You want to spend, 80% producing and 20% consuming, right? Because as an entrepreneur, your value that you're delivering, let me give you an example. This radio show today, I did not really feel like actually coming on and sharing this value, but I had an idea. I was looking at something last night about how to focus, and I found out these ideas that I want to share with you, and it's a lot of the stuff that I've been using to help me focus and getting results in my business and things like that. So my point is I didn't really want to come in and share this, but I knew it was part of the value that I wanted to give for the day, right? And you want to constantly be giving value if you're an entrepreneur, home-based business owner, so that you could let people know that you know and have experienced these things as well, so it helps them and it improves their business. Once again, you guys, hope that helps. Those tips help. This has been Baker on productivity tips for home-based business owners. For more information on how to get started, with your home-based business, go ahead and enter your email and subscribe to my newsletter below. There's the link there. And I'll see you guys again on the next episode. Have a great day. Bye for now.